axes will be swinging around the Christmas tree, dancing to a Christmas melody. When it's Christmas time in Texas, it might look just like a summer day. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa crosses over the border, he'll sound a little different when he sings. He'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs with a touch of western swing. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. When it's Christmas time in Texas, I love to hear those Christmas carolers sing. People on the go, children's faces all aglow, wondering what Santa's gonna bring. Grandpa's been chasing Grandma around, trying to catch her neath the mistletoe. Everything is right, the lone star shining bright, and it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa crosses over the border, he'll sound a little different when he sings. 'Cause he'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs with a touch of western swing. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas too. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Texas and me.
On December 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can eat breakfast with Santa. This special holiday event will be hosted by Two Hearts Catering in Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, visit twoheartsllc.com. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Back here at Assumption High School, where it's half time, starting to wrap up here with the Royals comfortably on top, 42-13. Upperdale took the JV action, 34-29. So we take a look at some of the individual and team statistics here. First of all, for Josh Nagel's Eagles of Upperdale, who come into this game with a record of 4-0. Their leading scorer, Uriah Harris, with 5 points. Their leading scorer on the season is Lily Belante. She's been held to three. Three also for Taylor Anderson off the bench, as well as Rose Hasenarl. She's got a couple of free throws behind her name. 6 for 9 from the free throw line, so 6 of their 13 points from the charity stripe, 67%. Here's their downfall, as it is usually for any team playing against the Royals, 22 turnovers. For Assumption, Sarah Shaw with 17 first half points, followed by Anna Schooley with 13. So between them, of course, 30 points. After that, it was 8 for Jordan J. Glinski, 2 for Addie Vollert, and Lady Sanz de Rojas, 2 points off the bench for Assumption. 5 for 6 from the charity stripe for the Royals. Let's see. Make that 5 for 7 for the Royals. Another one snuck in there that I missed for the Royals. And they only turned it over 5 times. So the possession arrow in favor of the Eagles, who will be going away from me here in half number two. And then we'll get a much closer look up, close and personal here, at the Royals. Again, great big thank you to Don Chesbrough for filling in for us once again here tonight as he engineers our broadcast. My name's Randy Paul. And my first basketball game of the year. My goodness, here we are. 10th of December, and first time we got a chance to sit behind the microphone for a basketball game. So Feels good to be back in the gymnasium. And got about 3 months of this ahead of us as we hopefully we can follow our local teams. We got an update from our friend over in Marshfield, Gene Delisio, that third-ranked Tigers of Marshfield girls all over Wisconsin Rapids at the break, 36-4. So Tigers got themselves a good squad again this year, too. Dump the ball down low as we get underway here. Little jumper off the glass and good for the coach's daughter, Chesney Nagel. She gets her first two of the night. And it's the Royals now with the ball, 42-15. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but Sarah Shaw breaks it rather easily. Goes left side to Schooley. Anna will dribble it out from the baseline to the wing, to the top of the key. Turns around the corner, goes all the way inside, gets knocked to the ground, and she'll shoot some free throws. It's going to be either on Belante. Yep, that's what they're going to call it. It's going to be Belante or Harris, and they said Belante. And it's good to see that's number three on her. That does not help. Their leading scorer with 14 points per ball game. She's got three fouls. Schooley's free throw swishes through. Anna now with 14 points. Good to see Miss Harris back out there after she and Anna collided late in the first half. Second free throw off the bracket. No, and Harris with the rebound. Cleared out to Belante. Up ahead, Anderson. Just inside the arc. Decides not to take the three. Dribbles instead between the circles. Now goes towards the right side with the right hand. Back around to Nagel. Chesney gets it down low to Grimm. And then it goes off her hands, and then they'll say last touched by the Royals. Stublaski with those three fouls checks back in as Lady also comes back in. Lady Sanz de Rosas. There's the lob outside on the inbounds from Belante. Almost a drag by Nagel of that pivot foot. Goes to Harris, goes right baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Anna Schooley. Played a minute and 7 seconds thus far here in half number two. Armadale outscoring the Royals 2-1 in the second half, but on the scoreboard, 43-15 Assumption. The inbounds goes to Harris in the corner. She'll dribble it to the left wing, and then she'll throw it right into the hands of Claire Nelson as she tried to feed it underneath to Belante. Lady crosses over her dribble from right to left. She'll try to bounce it. Gets knocked away but picked up by Jay Glinski. To Stublaski on the top of the wheel. Around to Schooley on the right wing. And a ball above her head. Goes right baseline. She'll throw it across to Lady. Thought about the three but thought better of it. Dribbles it all the way into the middle of the lane and then little shuffle there. And turnover number six on Assumption. Katzenberger back into the ball game. Maya, a sophomore for Coach Nagel. And the Auburndale Eagles just about played a couple of minutes thus far here in the second half. Chesney Nagel with the left-hand dribble. Bounces it over to Belante, who cannot hang on to it as it trickled away from her. And she bobbled it and couldn't quite make it happen. So the Royals force turnover number 24. And we now have played 2 minutes in half number two. Lady, they leave her alone. So she goes baseline, stops, pops, and scores. There, she's just like, you know what? If you're going to just let me walk down the lane and shoot, I think I'll do that. And she did very well, thank you. Grimm into the front court. That's Breeley. Hand off, Anderson. Kylie, the starter. Right side, three ball. That's going to come up short. And the rebound, they say it goes off the leg that time of Breeley Grimm. So it'll be Assumption basketball as she tried to rebound it. Maya Kring's back in for Auburndale. Addie Vollert, Sarah Shaw replacing Claire Nelson, and Anna Schooley for Coach Klein. 45-15, Royals by 30. 15 and a half to go. Here come the Royals in the front court. Vollert dribbles it from the top to the left wing. Keeps her dribble alive, goes back out on top. Gets a pick and roll from Stublaski, who put up the jumper off the glass. No, rebound inside Sarah Shaw. Pulls it away from four defenders, and she gets grabbed on the arm by Grimm. Be the second on Breeley. guess I shouldn't assume. Nope, that's who they called it on. Yep. And Wolf will come back into the contest. That's Sydney Jr. as she replaces Breeley Grimm. They try to get it inside to Stublaski, but the ball's tipped away and picked up by the Eagles. Into the forecourt they go. Belante reversed the court from the right wing to the baseline. Nice backdoor cut. Oh, Wolf just could not convert. She had a wide open look from the left side, just would not go. And the rebound comes down to Jay Glinski. They're doing a good job on Jordan tonight as they switch on every pick to make sure she doesn't get open. She'll hand it off to Lady. Now another handoff as they run a little weave on the top. Backdoor cut, Sarah Shaw, right hand, no. Rebound is grabbed out of there by Katzenberger. 14 and a half remaining in the second half. Belante has it poked away by Jay Glinski. Turnover number 25. There come the Royals. Bounce it. Vollert, left hand, good. Addie with her second bucket of the ball, first bucket of the ball game. She now has 4 points. The other two came via the free throw line. As Krings will dribble it. Sees a little lane. Almost walked. Goes left side. Wolf with a little 15-footer. Yes. From the left side, Sydney Wolf, her first two. Behind the back with the dribble. Lady. Looking for a screen. Trips a little bit. Loses her balance. Regains it and keeps the dribble alive. That was pretty talented. Sarah Shaw now comes over with the help on the right wing. Takes it to the top of the circle. Continues the dribble. Backdoor cut. Vollert off the glass. Good. That was a nice feed. Nice assist. Nice basket. Just a nice all-around play. 49-17, 13:30 to go. And Coach Nagel says, I think we need a little bit of a break here. Let's see if he wants a 30 or a full. Still waiting. He wants a full timeout. We'll take a full with him. Don, sending it back to you for a minute.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
13:29 to go here in our ball game as the Royals comfortably on top, 49-17. Krings to inbound it for Auburndale, just to the right of the scorer's bench, as the people on the court see it. She does so to the waiting hands of Gracie Hasenhoro. Put up the jumper, no. Stublaski down there battling for it. And pulled away by Maya Krings. Good effort that time by Maya. Swing it around. Hasenhoro with the jumper, no. And the rebound secured by Vollert. Addie taking it up the left-hand side. Throw it up ahead to Schooley. Cross-court pass to Lady. Take it into the lane. Gets triple team. Kicks it back out. Sarah Shaw thought about the three. Instead goes back on top to Schooley. She'll bounce it three times and now takes it to the left side in the hands of Shaw. And they reload the offense in the hands of Addie Vollert. Addie put a nice move that time on. Goes left side. Three ball on the way for Sarah Shaw. No. And the rebound comes down to Sydney Wolf. And then she has it stripped away by Sarah Shaw, who gets tied up. And a jump ball. That should be possession arrow in favor of Assumption. So at about three-quarters court with pressure coming from Auburndale. That's where Sarah Shaw will inbound it. Looking to get it in the backcourt and does so to Lady. She takes it across the 10-second line. Crossover dribble right in front of Krings. Goes in the corner. Shaw with it over there. Now hands it off to Vollert. Schooley. Baseline. Back over to Vollert. Nice bounce underneath this to Blaskis. Taken away by Krings. Good defensive play that time by Maya. Ball into the forecourt to Rose Hasenoro. Left side, Gracie Hasenoro. Katzenberger. Back on top to Rose. Right side, Rose. Puts up the jumper. That's going to come up short. Rebound ripped up, put up with the left hand. No, Stublaski gets the rebound. She's got people under her feet. She's able to get the ball out to Shaw. Up ahead to Schooley with the hoop and a arm. Anna with three here in half number two. She now has 16 on the ball game as we get Maya Krings on the foul. For Maya, that's going to be number three. And going to the free throw line will be Anna, trying to add to that 16-point output thus far. Jake Linsky back in, along with Claire Nelson. Free throw up and good for Schooley. And Ari Cavanaugh, 5'8 junior, seeing her first PT tonight. Former student of mine. Always good to see Ari. Great pitcher for the Royals as well in softball, as they went to the state tournament last year. We had it for you on WIRI, Michael and I. Into the forecourt. Katzenberger, right side, three ball on the way. Comes up a little bit short. Last touch by Krings. It'll be Royal basketball. As we close in on the 11-minute mark here of half number two, Royals up on top, 52-17. Both teams undefeated at this point in the season. This is game number six for Assumption, number five for Auburndale. Jay Glinski going to break the pressure that's being applied by Gracie Hasenoro. She bounces it ahead to Nelson. Cavanaugh pops out with the help. Schooley now spinning in the lane. Jumper off the glass, does a 360 and falls off. Maybe you heard the crowd go, oh, it looked like it was going to be good from the get-go. Rose has an oral now. Leaves it ahead to Gracie. Ball comes popping free. Little jumper off the backboard and won't fall. And Schooley with the rebound. Tries to come flying out of there. Gets it poked away momentarily, but the Royals regather. And Lady got whacked in the face. I think that's going to be on Maya Krings. And if it is, it's going to be number four on her. Not that at this point foul trouble really matters when you're ahead 52-17, but I think she's going to take a seat anyway. She'll be replaced by Taylor Anderson, the senior. One of three seniors on this ball club for Coach Nagel. Cavanaugh on the inbound. They get it down low to Nelson. She gets hit on the arm as she's going to the basket. Claire's going to shoot a couple. Her first chance to get in the scoreboard. Foul is going to be on Maya Katzenberger, her first. Team's fifth. Claire's free throw on the way and good. So Claire gets into the scoring column. Six Royals now having scored. As we approach the 10-minute mark of our ballgame, Claire's next free throw is rattle around and out. Rebound by Katzenberger. Gracie has an oral on the left side. Now reverse it back out on top. Into the hands of Rose. And we're going to get a reach and foul. And it'll be whistled against Claire Nelson, her first. Team's first. Lots of ones on the board. 10 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Player number one just got her first foul and team first foul. And now a steal by Ari Cavanaugh. Up ahead to Lady. Lay it up with the left hand. It is. Lady now has 6 points. And the Royals lead at 55-17. Lob it up ahead. Ball poke checked away once again by Lady. Here come the Royals on the fly. Jordan to Schooley. Back over to Jordan. Get around to Claire. Down low to Anna. Nice drop step off the glass with the right hand and good. That was such a nice move. She faked like she was going to go into the lane. Spun it back to the right side with that drop step and knocked it down. And Anna Schooley now with 6 points here in half number two. 19 on the night. Kavanaugh applying the pressure. Pass it into the paint. Ball comes up off the backboard. No. Nelson with the rebound, and the Royals are out in the fly. Jay Glinski, left baseline, triple threat position. Around the lady, goes down the lane. Quadruple teamed, and when she tried to bounce it on the baseline, it was stolen away by Gracie Asenoral, and now a reach and foul. I think that's going to go against Ari Kavanaugh. Yep. First on Ari, the junior, 5'8". Shaw, Stublaski, and Vollert back in. Kavanaugh, Jay Glinski, and Lady take a seat. 9:04 to go. 57-17 Royals by 40. It's pretty easy math even for me. So into the front court now come the Eagles. Ball on the right baseline. Taylor Anderson back in. Looking to go back door, nothing available, so they go back out on top instead to Gracie Asenoral. Now back door cut off the glass, no. Rebound secured by Claire Nelson. Battling hard under there, way to go, Claire. Vollert right past the scorer's table underneath the Stublaski, back outside. Schooley, Nelson straight away, three bomb off the rim, no. Rebound Stublaski as a block from behind by Wolf. And there go the Eagles, and then knocked away from behind by Vollert. It goes all the way out of bounds, way over in the coffin corner of the gym. And now the clock keeps running with that 40-point lead. So outside of some timeouts here, we're going to wrap this thing up here in about 8 minutes. Coach Jay Glinski said he or coach would pop up after the ball game. Maybe a girl would stop by, one of the players as well. Wolf will catch that inbounds pass, and then she tries to lob it underneath, and the Royals almost got it. Instead, the Eagles reloaded on top of the wheel. That's Taylor Anderson with it. Left side, little dribble penetration by Rose. Over to Gracie, has an Orals. Nice look underneath, put it up, no, but free throws will be up and coming for Maya Katzenberger. She has not scored. She has not been at the free throw line either. As the third foul is called on Anna Schooley, third team as well. So Maya gets on the scoreboard as she knocks down the free throw. 5 points now here in half number two for the team of Auburndale. It was 42-13 at the break. Now stands at 57-18. 15-5 the Royals by 10 here in the second half. Next free throw, nope. Rebound, Schooley. Left side Shaw, and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Klein. Let's see if he wants a 30 or full. He wants a 30. Gives us a chance to let you know that high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and the Wisconsin Rapids area CBB. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games. Please give us a holler at 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, FM 105.5, Wiscountry. You can also listen on the Civic Media app. So thank you so very much to everyone who supports high school sports here in Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin as well. 6:51, that's one way to stop the clock, is with a timeout. Inbounds from Kavanaugh. It's a down low. Jay Glinski, she's kind of playing on the low block now, Stublaski. Over to Lair. Lady will go, tries to get it inside, and then was poked right back at her by Rose Hasenoral, and then Lady was out of bounds and touched it again, so it'll be turnover number 10 on Assumption. Gracie of the Hasenoral group takes it right up the middle of the court, picked up by Kavanaugh. Right hand dribble, crosses it to the left, tries to take it to the lane, bounces it down low. Nice feed. Rose Hasenoral, the recipient of that assist by Gracie, and she gets her first two of the ball game in half number two. Kavanaugh almost lost it. Stublaski picks it up on the right side, inside the arc. Lady over to Ari. Kavanaugh, left-hand dribble, picks that dribble up, and she gets hit on the arm. That's going to go against Rose Hasenor. It'll be her first, team sixth. Ari, right below me, waiting. Gets it out to the hands of Brianna Owie. Dad helping out coach this year. Stublaski jumper from baseline, no, and over the back. Foul is going to be whistled against Brianna Owie, the freshman. Her first, team's fourth. Riley Stublaski takes a seat. Liana Owie, a 5'8 freshman also, checking into the contest to replace her in the final 5 minutes of the ball game. Taylor Anderson, right wing. Out on top to Lily Gruby, a senior, one of the three seniors on the team, seeing her first playing time tonight. And Larry just almost took it right away that time from Gracie Hasenhorl. Round to Rose. Rose with the right-hand dribble. Now left side, Anderson. Dribble penetration. Pulled free by Ari Kavanaugh. And almost dribbling it out of bounds. That time was Brianna Owie. Get it underneath to Ari Kavanaugh. She gets hit on the shot. She's going to shoot a couple. So Ari's going to get her first opportunity to get in the scoring column. As Taylor Anderson, the senior, picks up her first personal. They're over the limit, but this will be a two-shot foul. And a little wide right. More subs coming in for both teams. Katie Brunton, a junior, checks in for Auburndale. Kylie Carroll, 5'5 sophomore for the Royals. Second free throw, no good. Rebound is run down by Eliana Owie for the Royals. It's over to Emily Mrozek, who promptly throws it to the right side, but it's intercepted there by Miss Brunton. And then she'll spin and throw it towards the baseline, and nobody was home. So it sails into the doors on the far side, and it'll be Royals basketball. Oh, clock continues to run. 3:10 to go, 57-20. Assumption. Going to pick up win number 6 here tonight. Interesting comment by Coach Nagel. He said, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to stick with this Royal squad. And he was hoping his team could, but Royals jumped out early and never really been contested since. Three ball on the right side by Owie. Doesn't go. That was Brianna on the shot. Rebound to the Eagles. 2:30 and counting. Rotate the arc. Ball just to the right of the rings. Reaching in on the attempted steal was Eliana Owie. The freshman gets her first. Five team foul, so it'll be side out for Auburndale. Taylor Anderson to do the honors. Looking and gets it into Maya Katzenberger. Brunton with a little runner. That comes up short and goes out of bounds. The Assumption basketball. There are 2 minutes now remaining. Try to add up some numbers quick and see if we can't get a quick interview or two and get Don on his way back home with a W under his belt along with the Royals. Nice backdoor cut off the glass. Up and good! Brianna Owie, the freshman, gets two. 59-20. Taylor Anderson across the timeline. Down low, Katzenberger spinning down there, and we're going to get a blocking foul. It's going to be whistled on Ari Kavanaugh. It'll be her second, so should put us in the 16 foul area. One more, and it'll be bonus as we are down to our final 65 ticks. And then Nobody's yelling don't foul, but he's still playing hard at this point, and we got a foul. I think that's going to go against Kylie Carroll. Yep. First on Kylie. And two shots up and coming for Katie Brunton, who makes the first. So she now gets her name in the scoring column. Second one on the way. That one rolls a little bit. It's the backboard, comes back through. 2 points for Katie. 30 seconds remaining. 59-22. Royals into the front court. Kylie Carroll with it. Back on top to Owie. Lob it backdoor, trying to get it into the hands of Kavanaugh. And picked off by the Eagles. Ari put a lot of pressure in the backcourt with 13 seconds to go. I'll tell you what, the Royals still playing tough defense. As you get another steal by the Royals. Lob it up ahead to Kavanaugh. She'll go up with the left hand, and it all goes over the little bit off the rim. Rebound, get it right back to Ari at the buzzer. Oh, it fell off the rim. So a couple of attempts there at the end as Ari tried to knock it down, but unfortunately for her, neither of them went. But the good news is that the Assumption Royals able to come away with the victory tonight by the final of 59-22. I got some numbers to add up. Let's see if we don't get an opportunity to talk to either a coach or a player or both. We'll do all of that right after we take this 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more from Assumption High School right after this.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin is looking for more volunteers for their Meals on Wheels and senior meal delivery services. There is availability every weekday, and you have the freedom to volunteer based on your schedule. Call the ADRC for more information at 888-486-9545 or visit their website at adrc-cw.org. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
We're back here at Assumption High School, where a couple of undefeated teams clash tonight. But the Royals, the superior squad here, as they win it going away by the final of 59-22. They led it at the break 42-13 and kind of just cruised from there. And we're now joined by Sarah Shaw. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Good to see you once again. Nice. Exciting to be back here in action as you guys continue down this path that I think you've got carved out for yourself with some pretty big goals in mind, right?
Yep.
So as we take a look at this early part of the season, and as you just kind of reflect on it real quickly here tonight, what are you seeing from your squad?
I think we're playing very well together as a team, you know, all working together. Nobody's selfish out there getting passes and assists to each other.
When you think about the camaraderie that you've got, you've added a few new players this year, but basically you got the same squad back when it comes to the starting five because you lost Kendall last year about halfway through the season. What are you guys working on to try to improve and not become complacent?
Just working hard at practice. You know, we got some new girls that help us out at practice, you know, go hard 5-on-5. That just helps us out, carry us over to the games.
You know, you got quite a rotation because you are pretty deep as well. You know, when you can bring in Lady off the bench or you bring in Riley, that's got to be a boost to the team as well.
Yes, yep. Playing with different people all the time gives us the other teams a different look.
Yeah, and I was talking a little bit to Coach before the ball game, and he was talking about some of the different presses that you run. What are some of those pressures that you put on?
Yeah, we got all kinds of them. We got 125, 22, and we all play different spots, so like mix, just trying to give the other team different looks, not know what to expect out there.
You know, that's a good point, because I was just going to ask you, do you play in, as you said, you play in different positions. Mm-hmm. Is that something you did last year as well, or is that a new wrinkle this year?
No, that's kind of a new wrinkle. Last year I was pretty much always at the top, but this year, like, I was back in the back on 22 and then on the side for some plays, and just mix it around.
You know, you look at Auburndale coming in here undefeated, and you're thinking this will be a good challenge, and they're a good squad, but you guys handled them. They're a young team too, mm-hmm. right? Eight sophomores on that team. Another team that you're going to probably be running into down the road here is Stratford. That should give you some trouble as well, or a little bit of a challenge as well. You know anything about that Stratford squad?
I don't.
A little bit far ahead to look out, huh?
Yep.
One game at a time.
Yep,
I'm sure
exactly.
Well, congratulations on the W. Always
Thank
good
you.
To see you. And
Thank
let's
you.
See if we can't continue this down the season.
Yep. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Sarah. That's Sarah Shaw of the Assumption Royals, who are victorious tonight by the final of 59-22. And now we're also going to be joined by Coach Jay Glinski as Coach puts on the headset. It's comfortable in there.
Good evening.
Coach, good to see you once again.
Good to see you as well. Thank you so much for coming out and providing the coverage.
Always,
Royal Nation really appreciates
always
it.
Always a pleasure to be here, that's for sure. As you talked to me before the game, you know, you were saying that this is a young team, this Auburndale squad, as they have the eight sophomores on the varsity and got some length, but your pressure, per usual, handled it pretty well.
Yeah, first of all credit to Auburndale. That's a really good team. They're going to win a bunch of ball games this year. They're going to be a tough out in their sectional. In terms of where it goes, they're over with McDonald, so it's a little different sectional this year. But McDonald Regis, I don't be surprised if you see them making a deep run, a regional final, maybe even a sectional. Their number 12, Benelli, is worth the price of admission. She's a really good guard from that freshman to sophomore year on film. Big jump. They've got good size, good height. We were fortunate tonight that I think we flustered them a little bit. And I think that's really what our goal is that the benefit of having four seniors – and Jordan is we're able to play a lot of different looks. We can show you an even front, an odd front. We can get you at 40 feet. We can get you at 60 feet. We can get you at 80 feet. Maybe we can just man you up. If we have to, we throw a couple different zones when you look at it. And that, to me, is one of the most challenging things with playing us is that eventually we find a way for our pressure to go ahead and to cause problems with it there. And the longer that goes, the more challenging we become.
You know, that was one of the things I was thinking. You missed a few shots early in the ball game. It's kind of was stuck on 10-4 there for a while. Next time you look up, you're ahead by 15, 20 points. And I said during the broadcast, that's one of the things that your squad can do, and it's been able to do over the years, right, is just put that pressure on. And you look up at the scoreboard, you think it's a close game, and 1 minute later, it's a 15-point ball game.
What I was really most pleased about with our squad this year is that, so in the past, we've been very live ball turnover dependent. Tonight, they chose to take away Jordan 84 feet. They went ahead and guarded her out. But what we're smart enough to do now is we're able to take that space. So Sarah Shaw had a monster game. Addie had a monster game. Anna had a monster game. And when you start working in that space, it just makes it so tough. And then be able to bring a player like Lede or Riley off the bench, you know, it's fantastic. Even a shout-out to our girls, Ari Cavanaugh. And the two Owie twins are players that would start and play for a lot of the teams in the conference. So our 5-on-5 in practice is just so beneficial because, again, a lot of times, especially the way we press, the best team that we're playing all week long is in our practice just because of the way that they can go ahead and take a look at it. So having those 10 girls deep is absolutely huge, and it's making everybody better. So, again, total team effort, really proud of this group.
It's one of my favorite stories. It reminds me way back in the days about 1970, right, when UCLA was really good always, right? And they would not allow freshmen to play college basketball at the time. And UCLA was number one in the country, but they were only number two on campus because Lou Sinder was a freshman on that team. They couldn't beat him. And that's kind of what's going on with your squad too, right? You got all of these different parts and the unselfishness. That was the point I was wanted to make there was that, you know, Jordan tonight doesn't put up a lot of points, but that doesn't matter. The W is what counts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked a lot about it, so one of the things that I told Jordan this year is I fully expect she's going to end up being face guarded more and more like that, especially as well as she's shooting it. And all that's going to do is create space for the teammates. It's one of the reasons why we were really excited to get her committed to Augustana. The only stat that matters at this point is a W, And honestly, conference is great. The preparation is great. It's really about five or six games in March with this particular group. There's a high expectation, and I tell the girls almost daily, I'm an OCD guy, and there's a spot where that banner really needs to fill in that would look pretty for many, many, many years to come.
It certainly would, that's for sure. And I think the girls kind of have that same mindset, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, the only other thought that I'll say, and I'll just encourage the community to take a look at it, you don't get these opportunities very often. I was very fortunate to be over at Newman Catholic where we took a team to state three straight years. And I remember thinking that second year, boy, this is easy. This is fulfilling. This is kind of the case. And then all of a sudden you kind of get away from it and you realize, like, after, you know, the last couple losses in sectionals, you're like, boy, it's tough to take a look at it. So when you have four seniors, a kid like Jordan, that type of a bench, I just encourage everybody to really enjoy it. The expectations are sky high, and, you know, there's going to be good nights and bad nights, but the opportunity of, hey, we can actually have a team to compete at that particular level, and we can put a pretty good herd. Phillips was picked to win the North. We were ahead of them at 60-12, I think, at the half. Auburndale is picked to finish second in conference. I guarantee you they're going to win 16, 17, 18 ball games. We were fortunate to get them tonight, but it's not every year that you get a chance and a team that can take a look at it, that can pressure this way. So I really encourage everybody to come to the gym, to enjoy it. This group of seniors is maybe the best group of kids I've really ever been around. You know, Claire Nelson is kind of an unsung hero, but again, a Division II athlete that plays basketball because she's got friends and just does a great job for us doing all the little things. So I really encourage everybody to come out. I really encourage everybody to keep listening. Really go ahead and follow it, because I think there's a chance to be part of something special and to really enjoy the process, just simply based on the fact, like, you just don't get it very often.
96, Mike Holmgren said to the players, enjoy the journey, right? You work way too hard to make this happen, and I think that can be your mantra too, right?
Absolutely, that is 100% correct. And there's some really good games on the schedule. You know, we're at Aquinas. Bonduel is going to be a heck of a battle. That's going to be over at the Hurd Arena. You know, again, Stratford at home is going to be tough.
Yep.
Don't discount Marathon next week on Thursday. You know, it's going to be a tough opponent. At Auburndale is going to be a really tough opponent the next go around. Obviously, Nielsville's on the schedule. So we tried to load up this year, understanding that we had a chance to do something special. So again, I just encourage everybody to really come to the gym and keep following it. It's going to be a really awesome year.
Well, we're certainly going to enjoy it. We're thankful that we can be here, and we thank you for your time as well.
Appreciate you, Vu. Thank you so much for coming. Have a great night. Take care.
You as well. That's Coach Jay Glinski of the Assumption Royals, as they are victorious here tonight by the final of 59-22. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Josh Nagel's Auburndale Eagles, who now fall to 4-1 on the season, 1-1 in conference action. They were led in scoring by Uriah Harris, who had 5 points. So you know that the defense played well when the leading scorer for the other team is held to 5 points. After that, it was 4 for Rose Hazenoral off of the bench. 3 points apiece for Lily Belante, who was the leading scorer on the season with 14 points per ball game. They held her to 3 tonight. Also off the bench, Taylor Anderson had 3 points. A couple of points for the coach's daughter, Chesney Nagel, as well as for Katie Brunton. And Sydney Wolf got 2 as well, and a single point for Maya Katzenberger. 9-for-13 from the charity stripe for 69%, turning it over 30 times. For the Assumption Royals, they were led by Anna Schooley, who finished with 19 points. Sarah Shaw just a bucket behind at 17. Everybody else in the single digits tonight, 8 for Jordan J. Glinski, 6 apiece for Addie Vollert and Lady Sons de Rosas, and then 2 points for Brianna Owie and a single point for Claire Nelson. 8-for-14 on the free throws for Assumption, shooting 57%, and they turned it over 12 times. So the Royals, they lose the first one in the JV game tonight to Auburndale, 34-29, but they pick up the W and go perfect on the season, 6-0 overall, 3-0 now in the Marawood South. 59-22 our final. I want to say a great big thank you again to all of our sponsors for allowing us to come over here and bring you this action, and that could not have happened either without the efforts of Don Chesbrough. Don, we thank you so much. This is Randy Ball saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
There's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in lights. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama, Merry Christmas tonight.
Happy Holidays from 105.5 WIRI.
Just a small town Cinderella. Daddy wants you back home by midnight every time we're together. Yeah, that's my dilemma. I need more time with you. I want to watch the sunrise through the pines with you.
Night like this, wouldn't want to miss. Moonlight shining on a long, slow kiss. You could be the one I can get lucky with.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa, diamonds. Star, make a wish. Yeah, girl, you could be my all night. Dancing in the headlights, fairy tale, good as it gets.
If the boot fits.
Yeah, baby, we can run away. My carriage is a 4x4, 400 horse Chevrolet. You're like a princess in a blue cotton dress. I could be your prince.
If the boot fits.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa, let me show you how a country boy treats a lady. Whoa, whoa, go ahead.
over or just on the rise? Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage? I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. If she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet? And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. Plane's gonna fly away, and you'll be on. And by this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can make you love me. Let's be brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall, a small town Saturday night. Before you lose that loving feeling, let's go dancing on the ceiling. But that's a song for another time. Well, just for one more day, what do you say? Baby, be my pretty woman. 'Cause we know Sunday morning's coming down. And let's take a drive, you and I, down some old country road. Talk about growing old in one of those pink houses. Yeah, we might be a candle in the wind, but let's pretend we're brown-eyed girls, sweet Caroline. Free fall, a small town Saturday night.